Hi, my name is Giselle and this is my podcast Smells Like New Talent. In this podcast I will talk to multiple upcoming musicians about them, their music and their future visions. If you're looking for new music, this is the place to be. This episode, Ditch the Volume. Max, hello.
Hi.
Or should I say hello to Ditch the Volume? Are you like Ditch the Volume, or is it a kind of project and that you're just the person behind Ditch the Volume?
You can just call me Max and I'm just a guy behind the project. It's not like I want people to call me Ditch the Volume. So it's pretty much just, a guy behind the project.
Okay, well then, who is the person behind Ditch the Volume?
The person behind Ditch the Volume is a 20-year-old lad from the Netherlands who loves to play guitar and who loves to play music. That's pretty much it. And I just have a passion for music and I just love doing what I do at the moment. And that's it, really.
Cool. And do you like study or do you just do just music or...?
I'm planning on doing a study on music, but at the moment, it's just something I like to do when I get out of school or when I get back from work. But I'm planning on doing a study for music, yeah.
Cool. So let's talk a bit about how you discovered the music world. What was your first introduction to hearing music you like? Which artists did you listen to growing up?
Oof, that's a big question. My first introduction with music. Oh, I gotta really think about that. I can remember is like about 14 years ago when I was about 6 years old or something. I remember just sitting with my dad in the car and he would play like Coldplay or Red Hot Chili Peppers or Keen and bands like that. And I remember really liking that. I still listen to that to this day because my dad just played all that music. And I think that's my first kind of introduction with music. And that's how I pretty much got into it myself. Just over the years, I just started liking it more and more and more. And I was like, about a year ago, I was like, yeah, I want to start doing this myself, and here we are.
Yeah, so you started making music yourself about a year ago, you say. But first, did you start playing the flute or something, or just right away EDM when you were little or something?
When I was 16 years old, I don't know how it happened. It was January. I can remember that very crisply, very clearly. I'm sorry. It was January of 2016, and I was like, I want to do something else. And for some reason, the guitar came up, came into mind, and I was like, yeah, I want to do that. And so I asked my mom, hey, mom, is it okay if I go play the guitar? She was like, yeah, that's better than video games, so go for it. And she bought me my first guitar. I still have it to this day. It's one of my favorite guitars. And that's how I got into it. And like, last year, about a year ago, like I said, it's when I started making EDM. But before I did EDM, I was doing a lot of band stuff and band shows and stuff like that. So
you were in a band, actually?
Yeah, multiple bands. Cool. With all different genres and different kinds of music. I was like, EDM just seems like it suits me better or something. I still like bands. Bands are amazing. And it's just so much fun to play with like a lot of people and interact with them and come up with like great stuff. But EDM is just, you can just have control over everything that you do. And I really like that.
Yeah, I understand that. So why did you start with Ditch the Volume?
My best friend, Mike Braze, who does also all the video content for me, great guy. I really love him.
Shout out to him.
Yeah, he does. He introduced me to EDM. You know, we were hanging out. We started to become friends when we both went to college, and we just became friends. And when I got to his place, he played this future bass genre of EDM and all this kind of EDM tracks. And you know, I'm not really a big house fan. So when he introduced me to that, I was really surprised. I was like, okay, this is really cool. I like this. And that's how I got into it. And I was also a big Son Holo fan at the time. And he also like influenced me a lot to do this. And that's how I got into EDM.
So it was like a whole new genre for you.
Yeah, I never learned about future bass. Yeah. I never knew it before. And, you know, trap was also, you know, something that I quite liked. And I was like, yeah, I mean, this is cool. This is cool EDM. I just don't feel that, you know, that.
Yeah.
I don't like that. And so when I heard EDM, it went like. I was like, yeah, I'm sold. I want to do this.
Yeah. And you use like loads of guitar and that kind of instruments to make it more, yeah, like EDM or, yeah, not like house.
Yeah, you know, Son Holo uses the guitar a lot. And yeah. I play the guitar myself. And I just find it, you know, pretty to have like, like a real instrument in your electronic music.
Yeah.
Like that creates such a dynamic and, you know, beautiful harmony between like electronic music and, you know, just guitar or whatever, just any other hardware instrument. And that's why I really want to implement it and in my music. And I just feel like the guitar is my way of telling my story and just telling my and just that showing people my emotions. And yeah, that's how I really want to have it in there. Like,
yeah,
I can't do nothing without a guitar. So
I understand that. I play guitar myself. So you said San Holo. Are there other musicians who inspire you?
The Red Hot Chili Peppers for sure. They've been really cool. Always like their style and their stuff. Elton John as well. I really like him. Taylor Swift. I like a couple big guys, you know, big musicians. Those are like the main inspirations for me. Yeah.
And do they give you like inspiration for songwriting or also for doing maybe live shows or something that you see them on a stage and think, whoa, I want to do that too?
With Son Holo, it's just really the way he writes music and the way he performs is what really inspires me. His guitar playing, like, that's just so beautiful. But like, you know, Taylor Swift with like a massive fan base. You know? I've always wanted to become a big musician. But if it doesn't happen, that's fine too. I just like playing music in general, and fame is just like something that is, you know, it's fun to have, I think.
Yeah.
But it's not something I'm going for. But yeah, when I look at Taylor Swift, I'm seeing that she just plays out, you know, sells out massive arenas and big stadiums. Like that's something I want to become one day, like be able to do.
Yeah, that's like lovely to look up to somebody like that and know one day I will be on that stage or something. Like, that's my dream or something.
Yeah, exactly. That's just something I'm really looking forward to hopefully do one day.
Yeah. So besides those artists that inspire you, how do you come up with ideas for new music?
Sometimes a melody just pops inside my head. I'm like, okay, I gotta work it out now. So I just record a voice message, and then I just save it on my phone and just look back at it later. But sometimes just, you know, sitting out in nature and I bring my guitar and I just start playing and, you know, the environment around me is, that's what I told you at our first interview, like back in September.
Yeah.
Like the environment is really important to me because I just get a vibe from it. And that's where I just get my main ideas from. And you see, you know, I'm working on an album right now. I can just hear the different kinds of environments I've been in when I wrote that song. You can just hear like a progression from like kind of sad songs to happy songs because probably the weather was better at that time or I was just not feeling too good. You can really hear that in the songs that I'm working on right now. So
That's really interesting. Like every song is a whole written in a whole different world, kind of.
Yeah, exactly.
So your music is on Spotify and I think you can see like different statistics as an artist, as like how much spins has a song and such things. Do you look at this often? Because I can imagine that you can be really obsessed about this as an artist.
Yeah, well, to me, it's not about the numbers, you know. It's great to have, you know, it's an amazing feeling when you can see people really listening to your songs. And to be honest, I check the you know, the stats of my songs every day just to see how it's doing. But in the end, the numbers don't matter. It's about me making music, me doing what I love most. And yeah, it's amazing when people hear it, but it's the most fun is just making music and putting it out there. And yeah, that's, but yeah, I often check my stats. Yeah.
So you live in the Netherlands. Do you think it's a good country to live as a musician? Because yeah, you have those people, Sanholo, Martin Garrix are also from the Netherlands. And I can imagine that it's much more difficult to get people to know you in some other countries, maybe where people don't know much about the genre.
Yeah, it's, you know, Future Bass and trap, you know, it really blew up in the United States about five, six years ago. And here it's still a bit upcoming. So for the kind of music that I make, the Netherlands is not that great of a country. Because, you know, because we all, you know, we're all used to, you know, house music, you know, big or trance music. And the scene is just so like stuck on our, the Dutch music scene is so stuck on, you know, like just that it's just kind of difficult for somebody like me or Sanholo or anybody else who's just trying different stuff to get acknowledged here. So that's why I post a lot about my music, well, also on my platforms, but also on groups I'm in on in the United States or, you know, people I know in the United States, just push my music more over there because the music scene is so much more evolved over there and so diverse. And yeah, it's just, I think the United States is a better country than the Netherlands for this kind of music. But so, I'm sure that will change someday.
So we have to play a lot of your music and other artists like you to get it more popular here.
Yeah, I think so.
You've released four songs so far. You Matter, Discovery, Care, and You Matter VIP. What's your personal favorite? Do you have a personal favorite?
Well, to be honest, I was really surprised on how well You Matter is doing still. We're nearly a 1,000 streams for our first song.
That's so cool.
The artist, yeah, like that's just, that just blew my mind. So yeah, Discovery, I really liked writing. We just shot a video clip for it a couple months ago already. Yeah, I don't know. They all have such great memories to it of writing them. I don't know. It's like picking your favorite child. You can't do that.
Yeah, it isn't possible. So the last song you've released is the You Matter VIP edit. Why did you make a VIP edit of the song?
Well, I don't know really. I just felt like it. I just felt like You Matter could have been could be like a bigger track. You know, I've been, you know, coming up with scenarios in my head from when I'm playing live shows that the You Matter VIP edit will like drop, and it's something that, you know, during the set, you know, and it's something that I see a lot of artists doing. They're making a VIP edit of their song that is, you know, written differently to make it more like for more suitable for festivals or like shows. So I think it's why it did that, is to make You Matter like more of a festival anthem, and you know, to make the audience go crazy if that ever happens.
Yeah, but it must also be like scared sometimes to put out a song, knowing that you will develop more skills and might be disappointed that you've put the song out already, but you can like make this VIP edit to make it, yeah, to show more skills on the same track or something.
Yeah, exactly. That's also what it is. But you know, I always look, you know, when I release a song and I listen to it, or when I finish a song and I listen to it after a while, I'm immensely proud of what I did at the time.
Yeah.
It's something, you know, I made in that moment, and I cannot change that. Where you can make a VIP edit or whatever. But it's still like something you made at that time. I mean, it's memories that you created at that time. And I really don't want to, you know, play with that a lot. And some songs can be improved, of course. But at some point you have to say, okay, I'm going to let it go. This is it for now. And I'm happy with what I did. And that's, I made the You Matter VIP edit, you know, just because I wanted a faster kind of track for it. And because I felt like I just wanted to.
Yeah.
Stuff. There's not really much of a reason behind it.
Okay, so can you take us with you in the process of one of the songs you've made? How did it arise? What is the song about?
Well, about a release one or a
yeah.
new one?
Or... You can choose.
Yeah, I'm going to pick Care, because that's a really interesting story to me. Well, Care, I wrote when, I'm still in college. And, you know, there's this course for pop musicians to do. And, you know, there was this one guy, Daniel Rose, who I think has an amazing voice. And I asked him, I was like, hey dude, you want to, you know, write a song together? And he was like, yeah, of course. So I went to his house in December, and you know, I brought my guitar and I just started playing something, and it immediately we had a chemistry between us, like musically, and we still have that to this day. And whenever we go into the studio together, we just have to write, we just have to be in there for 5 minutes and we have an amazing song.
Wow.
Written already. So that's how Care pretty much came to life. I started that melody, you know, the main riff, and he immediately grabbed a notebook and started writing lyrics, and we had the song pretty much finished within a week, and it was just up to me for, you know, to do the production behind it and to get to record the vocals with him, and yeah.
So
that's how it pretty much came to life.
It works for you to also write with other people too.
Oh yeah. Sometimes, you know, you can, I just find it really nice to have like a different set of ears as well.
Yeah.
There are some songs that I wrote by myself that I just know that are just, you know, that's how it should be. But there are also some songs that I love to write. It's right with different musicians, different artists, because you get to see their point of view or something, and you can combine ideas, or you get this amazing chemistry like I have with Daniel, and that just feels so good to be on the same page musically with somebody, because you can just make things even better than you would usually do.
Yeah, exactly. Let's talk about your future visions in a bit. But first, actually, I made a little game. It goes as follows. I will ask every artist in this podcast to answer as much this or that questions as possible in exact 1 minute, to get to know them a little bit more. And the artist with the most answered questions will win the game. So do you want to try?
Oh yeah, I'm quite competitive at this,
Oh yeah, we'll
yeah, I
see.
really want to try that.
I have my stopwatch here, so I'll push the play
Oh dear.
button and then I'll start with some this or that's, and you have to answer as much as possible. Okay,
Okay,
let's
let's go
start.
for it.
Concerts or festivals?
Festivals.
The Rolling Stones or the Beatles?
The Beatles.
Bach on guitar or Metallica by choir?
Ooh, Metallica by Choir.
Coachella or Glastonbury?
Oh, that's a tough one. Coachella.
Lyrics or melody?
Lyrics.
DJ or band?
Band.
Headphones or speakers?
Speakers.
Make music or play a live show?
Ooh. Well, make music.
Electric or acoustic guitar?
Electric.
Intro or outro?
Intro.
Upbeat or mellow?
A beat.
Dance or sing?
Sing.
Taylor Swift or Selena Gomez?
Taylor Swift for sure.
Guitar or piano?
Oh, guitar.
CD or vinyl?
Vinyl.
And it's 1 minute done. You got 15 and this or that questions answered. That's like pretty nice.
Damn.
I will
Yeah. I'm happy with that.
you're first now, but you're the only one who did the game, so but there's hope.
Oh, okay.
So let's continue. Are there any instruments you would like to learn to play in the future?
Oh, too many, too many. I really want to play the piano. I've been working on that a bit. I bought a little keyboard. So I'm just slowly starting to learn a piano slash keyboard. But I also really want to learn drums because that just seems like you can just get your anger out of it. You know, you can just fucking smash. Oh, I'm not allowed to swear.
It's okay.
You can just freaking, you know, smash the drums apart.
Drums are
But yeah, I don't
amazing,
know.
yeah.
Yeah, just I think drums and piano is something I really want to learn.
Yeah. It's very cool. I play piano, I play drums, and like all those instruments are different. You know, if I go behind the drum kit, I just like smash those toms and those cymbals, and you get very much
That's such a
energy of
great
it.
feeling.
But when I'm behind the piano, it's like very quiet and
Relaxing.
calming and relaxing, yeah.
See,
But
that's what I really want to learn.
I should say you should learn those instruments because it's very much fun.
Yeah, it's so cool that you played. I didn't even know that about you. That's so cool.
I'm not very good, but
Practice
so
makes sense.
I saw on your Instagram, and you mentioned it earlier, that you finished a video for your song Discovery.
Yeah.
When can we expect the video?
I don't know. I
You
honestly
don't
don't
know.
know. It's up to Mike, you know, the video content guy, aka
Yeah.
my best friend. Yeah, he shot the whole video. We both directed it. Oh, we had an amazing crew on that. Yeah, just a couple of friends making music video. But I don't know where we can expect it. I hope within a month, but it takes a lot of time. Of course, we're doing a lot of visual effects on it, and that just takes a lot of time
Yeah.
making and rendering. And so I'm not sure. I'm praying for at least the end of May, beginning of June, but I don't know.
Something to look forward to.
Exactly.
Can you tell us something about the video already, or?
Well, it's a very I'm not gonna tell a lot about it. I just wanted to be like a big surprise for
Yeah.
everybody. What I can tell you is that the vibe that this song gave me when I wrote it is like you can really see that in the video. Like you just feel the vibe of the song. At least for me, you know, everybody experienced it differently, and that's okay in their own way. That's nothing wrong about that. But I just really love that we captured the vibe that I really wanted to see in the video, that we were able to capture that.
Okay, well, I'll look forward to the video. Yeah, you are working on new music constantly, I think. Is there some stuff finished? Will there be, you mentioned an album.
Yeah, I'm working on an album.
You have a release date or something, or no idea?
I'm not telling all too much about that either, because I won't be surprised, and I want to announce that soon. But yeah, I'm planning on releasing it within now and 4 months.
Cool.
I've been working on a lot of music. I'm working on three or four songs at the moment, and it's just weird and really exciting at the same time. There's a song finished that will be my last single. That will be coming out like a month before the album drops. So, and yesterday I got the vocals for a track that I wrote in January. I'm finally happy that I got the vocals for that. I'm also working with Daniel again on a new song that will be on the record. And I'm working on a song with another artist, and another song with a singer. So yeah, I'm working on a lot of music right now.
Cool, a lot of different things also.
Oh yeah, it varies a lot. You know, I'm making, you know, I got the vocals yesterday for a rather emotional song, and right now I'm working on vocals with somebody that is, you know, quite a heavy song, just like really, you know, high BPM and just a thick drop, you know. I'm also working on a song with a French producer right now that's just, you know, quite nice to listen to, and just very, you know, I don't know how to explain it. And with Daniel, I'm just writing a nice summer kind of song. So that's something to look forward to as well.
So, I'm curious. So all this new music and stuff is like definitely very exciting. But will there be any live shows when it's possible again?
I'm probably doing a show in September when all of this is hopefully over.
Yeah.
And I'll be playing the album live for a bit, so that's exciting. And I'm trying to, you know, get a tour together, a small tour that will probably last about a month, hopefully 2 months, if that's something we can do. But yeah, I'm working on that, you know, just doing a small tour, and hopefully we can pull it off and we can manage to do it. So
I'll see you there. What's your dream place to perform sometime? You have to start like not that big, but where do you want to perform when you're like huge?
There's so many places I would like to play. But yeah, one that's, you know, one that's really like definitely on top of the list is Pink Pop Festival.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah, because I've been going there as a guest myself for about 8 years now. I was going this year as well, but unfortunately not happening. But yeah, Pink Pop is definitely something I would love to play.
Cool. Yeah, I hope that you get there sometime.
Thank you.
I think there's enough reasons now to listen to your music. Thank you very much for being my guest.
Thank you for inviting me.
Where can we find you? Spotify, Instagram?
It's at Digital Volume on Instagram, and my Spotify is also at Digital Volume. So you can find me on there. I also have a Facebook page, but I don't know why, but I have it.
Well, we can find you anywhere.
Exactly.
Cool.